Okay, so tonight I want to talk about a Hanukkah topic. Talk about the minhag l'hadlik b'beis haknesa, some of the problems that comes up with that minhag, or some of the issues that come up. Perhaps try to achieve some kind of resolution or some kind of better understanding of the minhag that will hopefully not only shed light on the minhag itself, but on the mitzvah of hadlakas neres Hanukkah in general as well. So we look in the Torah, source number one, Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph, u'mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach ha'samuch l'pesach, mismol k'teish tehe mezuzah miyamin, Ner Chanukah mismol. If you're leaving your menorah outside, as is really the ideal practice, as they continue to do in Eretz Yisrael, not so much in Chutz La'aretz, you leave your menorah on the left side so that you should be surrounded by mitzvos when you enter the door, your mezuzah on your right, your menorah on your left. Because of Avi HaEzri, Shem Ein Mezuzah BePesach Manicha BeYamin, Katan Kazav Shem Manicha BeDelas Atzmon Yanichena Mechazir Shalknisa Letzad Smol. So, if there's no mezuzah, the Rav Yah says you're going to write it, light it, or place it on the right. And the Smak tells us that if you're putting it within the delas, yanichena mechetzir shal knisa letzasmol. There's a big discussion as to what exactly that means. Not entirely clear what the Smak means, but fine. Those are the halachos of placing a menorah in one's home. Beis haknesses manichal ledarom zeichal menorah shahaisa bedarom adkan. And in shul, where do you place the menorah? You place it along the southern wall, as a zecher to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was indeed along the southern wall of the Heichal. So if we look at our menorah, it is indeed along our southern wall. In our shul, it's a little bit different because our Aron Kodesh doesn't exactly face perfectly Mizrach, but we approximate, and the menorah is more or less along the southern wall of our shul. That is what the Torah says. He just mentions, it's almost like a side point. He's talking about where to place things, and he says, where do you place the menorah that is in shul? Assuming that there is a menorah in shul, you place it along the southern wall. Commenting on this, the Beis Yosef says the following. Source 2. Mashakazav shemanicha ner Chanukah bebeis haknesses. That which he wrote that we place ner Chanukah in the shul. Nira shetiknu kein bnei ha'orchim. She'ein lohem bayis lahadlik ba. The Beis Yosef gives two approaches to why we're lighting in shul in the first place. The first approach is for those who are sleeping in the shul. Kamo shetiknu kiddush bebeis haknesses bishom orchim de'achlu v'shasa bevei k'nishta. Just like we have kiddush in the Beis haknesses, famous Gemara in Perek Arvei Psachim, that we make Kiddush and Shul on Friday night on behalf of those who are staying and sleeping in the Shul. Just by the same token, we do that with the menorah as well. Chayin Kazav HaKolbo. So answer, reason number one, why we have this practice, is in order to take care of the Orchim. Because of Od Ta'am Acher, he says there's a second reason, Shehugude Lefarse Manes Bifnei Kol Ha'am, because we want to publicize the miracle in front of everyone, ulasader habrachos lefnehem, to say the brachos before them, sheyesh bezeh pirsum gadol laHashem yisparav kiddush mok shemavarchim sob makelos, because this creates a wonderful pirsum and kiddush Hashem. So two approaches in the Beis Yosef as to why we have this minhag. One is for the guests in the shul. The second is in order to increase pirsum enisa. Later on in this Beis Yosef, he references a tshuva of the Rivash, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, which appears in source number 3. Source number 3, in the tshuva of the Rivash, the Shoel almost predicts the two reasons of the Beis Yosef and doesn't like either of them, so asks why we do this. Od kasabta, yaduahu, shekol echad miYisrael chayav b'mitzvas ner Chanukah. Everyone is obligated in mitzvas ner Chanukah. Afilu ani hamesparnes b'natzdaka yimkor k'suso. Even one who is relying on communal funds to make ends meet still has to sell whatever possessions that he has in order to perform the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. Yana mitzvah chaviva, because the mitzvah is chaviva hi ad me'od, that's the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you have to sell everything in order to perform the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, parallel to what we find once again in Perek Arvei Psachim regarding Dalet Kosos. B'im kein kol echad chayav l'hadlik u'levarech bebeiso. It says, then everyone is obligated to light in their own home. And the minhag that seems prevalent for the shliach tzibur or the gabai or whoever to light in shul. Lama, why do we have this? If you're telling me it's for persume nisa, each person is lighting in their own home. You achieve persume nisa that way. And if you want to tell me that it's like saying Kiddush on Friday night in order to be motzi those who are staying in the shul, we just said that everyone is going to be obligated to light. So why in the world do we have this minhag? I don't like either of the reasons provided in the Beis Yosef.
Who says he has a basement?
Who says that he has a basement? You're saying it's for the homeless people.
I mean, we're saying before people were sleeping in shul. Why could it be also people who are sleeping in shul?
He's focusing more, your point is, he is focusing more on the aniyim, he's not focusing on the orchim. If it's orchim, then it's not that, you're saying what, they're just staying in the shul, and therefore they have to fulfill their chiyuv somehow. I hear what you're saying. That would have been that's not the answer that we will find in the Rivash, but that would have been a good answer also. In Achinami, it's for those who are staying in the shul, and it's true that everyone is obligated to do it, but people who don't have any other home, they're going to have to fulfill it in shul. I hear what you're saying. But the Rivash does not take that direction. He takes a slightly different direction. Tshuva. Haminag hazeh lahadlik beis haknesses, minhag vasikinhu mishum persumei nisa. He takes the persumei nisa approach, and he says it's an old minhag that we do because of persumei nisa. Now, what about the fact that everybody's lighting at home? And he gives what's, I would say, is a fairly obvious answer. Since we can't do the mitzvah properly at home, the proper way to do it, as described by the Mishnah in Shabbos, is actually to leave the menorah outside, as we learned in the Mishnah, Shabbos Tafchav Chal Hamreiz, Bahid Gamal Ta'an Peshtan, famous case of the camel that has flax and knocks over the nair. So clearly the candle is outside. Since nowadays we are subjugated and we can't perform the mitzvah properly, and everyone's lighting inside, and the persumei nisa, as we were just saying a moment ago, before this year, is that persumei nisa is. Ikar persumei nisa nowadays is for the bnei abayis, for the people that are inside. So we're doing persumei nisa in order so that there should be a public kind of lighting, because most lightings nowadays are private. They're intended primarily for the bnei abayis. That is the Rivash's answer for why we do it. So he takes the persumei nisa approach. So either way, whether we take the persumei nisa approach as described by the Rivash, or we take the aniyim approach, notwithstanding the shoal's kasha, maybe the proper answer would be something like Ariel was saying a moment ago. Either way, that is the reason for this minhag. But then the Rivash addresses a second question. It is very fine and good to have this minhag. It's a lovely minhag. It achieves persumei nisa. Wonderful. But what's the obvious question going to be? It's great to have the minhag, but how in the world can we make a bracha on this hadlakas neiros, if it's not anything that appears in the Gemara, it doesn't appear in the Gemara, and its logic seems at least somewhat questionable or tenuous in the first place, and even if you agree to the logic that it's a wonderful minhag, we shouldn't pursue minhag, how in the world can we make a bracha? So the Rivash addresses this question in the next paragraph. Paragraph 3, source 3, paragraph 3. Ba'aval pisha ein mevarchen al haminhag, even though we don't make brachos on customs, zenu b'minhag kal. That's only on a light minhag. Kamo minhag shel arava. Like the minhag of the aravos, as we will see in a moment. That's the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mabela that we'll see in source number 5. The minhag to beat the aravos on Hoshan Arava. Sho'inu alach abata ba'alma. It's not, he's saying that's a light minhag. That's not a real stark minhag. Aval bezeh, but in this case, shehula farsei manes bebeikhtis haknesses berabim, where the purpose is to achieve this persumei nisa in public, which is really the ideal form of the mitzvah in the first place. And ba'avonoseinu harabim, we're no longer, because of korban beis hamikdash and yada umos takfa aleinu, we're no longer able to perform the mitzvah. Here, you're getting the actual main kiyum a mitzvah of adlakas neiros Chanukah. That's a minhag. That's a real minhag. So therefore, because it's such a real minhag, such as an important minhag, mevarchen alav, we're allowed to make a bracha. K'mosh nagu levarech ala halel shel rosh chodesh. Just like we have the minhag, say a bracha on the halal before Rosh Chodesh. V'alav b'she'enu ala minhag, even though it seems clear that this is only a minhag. V'ein b'zeh mishom bracha levatala klal. Chodas Rabbeinu Tam zel. And there's no problem with bracha levatala at all, as Rabbeinu Tam explained to us. He says we're allowed to make a bracha because this is a real minhag, unlike the minhag of Aravah. And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. V'beis haknesses manicho b'kosol darom. In the shul, you leave it along the southern wall. Then the Ramah adds the language is Obed's Rom HaMenorah, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that seems to be a Tav Sofrim. He says it should say like Neros HaMenorah, Umesadrim Mizrach LaMarav, and you set them up from east to west, Umadlikin Umevarchin BeBeis HaKnesses B'Shem Pirsut Minisa, and you light and you say a bracha in the shul because of Pirsut Minisa. Tov? Not so Tov. What's the obvious kasha? No? Okay, we'll see the obvious kasha soon. In order to see the obvious kasha, we have to do a little bit of background, right? On this whole question of Mevarchin al HaMinuk. Because, even though the Rivash presents it as a simple matter, it is actually subject of a major Machlokas Rishonim. So, the sugya begins, of Bracha al HaMinuk. I'd say the locus classicus of the sugya is the Gemara in Sukkah, in Source 5, Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph, which was implicitly referenced by the Rivash, pertaining to the whole minhag of the Aravos on Hoshana Rabbah. Amar Ivan. Hava ka'imna kameh Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadok, v'ayzi yahu gavra arava kameh. I was standing by Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadok, and someone brought an arava to him, shakil chabit chabit v'lo barich. So he takes the arava, he beats the arava, and he doesn't make a bracha. K'saver minhag neviyim hu. He thinks that it's only a minhag neviyim. Aibuv chizkiya b'nei barte d'rav aiso, arava... Same thing. Why don't you make a bracha? Because it is only minhag nevim. So this is the source, and our starting point would be that you do not make a bracha on minhag. That would be a natural assumption as well. So much so that the Gemara in Shabbos, in the context of the discussion of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, asks how we can even make a brachas mitzvah on mitzvahs derabanan. The assumption of the Gemara in Shabbos at the outset is you can only say Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvah Vitzivanu on a mitzvah de Oraisa. That's where you could really say Vitzivanu, that Hashem has given us a command. On a mitzvah de Rabbanan, perhaps not. And then Gemara gives two reasons why you're allowed to, quotes two different psukim, for why you're allowed to make a brachas mitzvah on a mitzvah de Rabbanan. When it comes to a minhag, the Gemara in Sukkah says, no way. No brachas mitzvah on a minhag. Now, what about Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, source number 6, says, Rav Ikla LeBavel, Rav visited Bavel, Chazinu Dekakaru Halila Bereish Yarcha. He saw that they were reciting Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Savar L'Avzukinu, he thought that he should really stop them. Thought it was inappropriate. Kivin the Chazad Dekamadalgi Diluge Amar Shmamina Minagavasein B'yadein. Since he saw they weren't saying a full Halel, but they were skipping certain parts of the Halel, as we know we do on Rosh Chodesh, he says, we see from here, that minhag avoseyem biyadeyem. If they're minhag, I can't protest. Now, clearly that indicates that Rosh Chodesh is, Halel on Rosh Chodesh, is a minhag. If you put this Gemara in Tainus together with the Gemara in Sukkah that we just saw, the conclusion should presumably be that you should not make a bracha on the Halel of Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara in Sukkah told us that you don't make a bracha on a minhag. This Gemara in Tainus tells us that Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. You put two and two together, you should not be making a bracha on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos jump in and say, don't rush to any conclusion. Source number 7. Amar Shema Mina Minhag Avoseyem Biyadeyem. Yesh Befarshim Da Minhag Lo Mevarchinan Mehacha. Some say, from here, that we do not make a bracha on a minhag. And that is indeed the implication of the Gemara and Sukkah that we just saw. Made the same diuk that we just made, that Tosfos made a long time ago, that on minhagim you do not make a bracha. Underline. However, Rabbi Nutam said, we actually do make a bracha. If you want to say that on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh we don't make a bracha, imkain my ka'amar b'gemara, kivin disham inu demedalgi, v'azli shma mina minag avoseyem biyadeyem. If that's the case, then why does the Gemara say that what tipped off Rav to the fact that it was minag avoseyem was the fact that they didn't recite a full halal, that they were medalli? He needed that in order to realize that it was a minhag? He should have been able to already determine that it was a minhag by whether or not they made a bracha at the beginning. If they made a bracha at the beginning, clearly it wasn't a minhag. If they didn't make a bracha, clearly it was a minhag. Why did he need to wait to determine that they were skipping parts of halal? He should have been able to make a determination from the moment they didn't recite a bracha. Rabbi Natan entertains the possibility that Rav perhaps showed up late to shul. Chitemet lo ba betchilas kriyas ahalel. He says, if you want to tell me he didn't come at the beginning of kriyas ahalel, halo matzi amrit chas v'shalom. You're going to tell me Rav didn't come early enough for the bracha on halel, and they make a diok in the Gemara to say to Amar Rav ikla lo ba v'el ka Amar. They make a diok in the Gemara to say that Rav was clearly there on time. So clearly they must have made a bracha. What about the Gemara in Sukkah, which says you don't make a bracha? Second underline, v'ahid the Sukkah, demashba da amin haga lo mevarchinan. That which we said in the Gemara at Sukkah, that we don't make a bracha on a minhag, hainu davka a minhag da arava. That's specifically that minhag, the minhag of Hoshana Rabbah. To lo have a minhag tiltal ba'alma. That's only a minhag of tiltal. It's a light minhag. You're taking the arava around. A minhag de tiltal lo mevarchinan. That kind of minhag we're not going to make a bracha on, similar to the language that we saw in the Rivash. Al b'shar minhag kamo kriyas halel. But a real minhag, like reading the halel, v'achrini kamo oso minhag, and other minhagim that are real minhagim that are bona fide minhagim, those are going to have a bracha, and that is our psak l'maisa. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam that the Rivash was referencing. You make a bracha on kriyas halal because this is a stark minhag as opposed to the weak minhag described in the Gemara Sukkah. However, this is hardly the consensus. There's hardly a consensus in terms of this opinion among the Rishonim. And the most famous dispute is between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. If you look in source number 8, this is the very last halacha in the Rambam, Tzuchas Brachos. The Rambam says, Kol davar shehu minhag, anything that is mishum minhag, af al pi sheminhag neviim hu, even though it's a minhag that goes all the way back to the neviim, kagon netilas arava b'shvii shalchag, like taking the arava on the seventh day of Chag on Hoshana Rabbah, and as we saw in the Gemara Sukkah, that's a minhag neviim. Ve'ein tzarach lomar minhag chachamim, and certainly a minhag that came later, a minhag chachamim. Kagon kriyas halal barashe chadashim of cholol shemoid shal Pesach, like reading halal on Rosh Chodesh and cholamoid Pesach, ein mevarchin alav. You do not make a bracha on those minhagim. In any case where you have a suffik, you don't make a bracha. Suffik brachas lahakel. And one should always be exceedingly careful about brachas she'in hatzricha. And you should have lots of brachas that you do need. The Rambam, of course, holds that a brachas she'in hatzricha is an isur d'oraisa. So the Rambam, it's a particularly severe issue. So the Rambam says, you do not make a bracha on the halal. So there happen to be two other deos in the Rishonim. So if you look at the Ravid, Kasav HaRavid Zal, Sags HaRavid, Kol Davar Shehu, Kasav HaRavid Zal, Amar Avram, Nir Ali, Shelo Amru Ela Al Cholol Shel Pesach Bilvad, Aval Shel Rosh Chodesh, Bebracha Teknu, Gdei Lefarsimo Shehu Rosh Chodesh. Ravid holds that it is true that you don't make a bracha on the halal of Chol HaMoed Pesach, but you would make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. The Nosei Kelim on the Rambam quote the Ramban. And the reason for that is that the Ravid gives is because you want to be mefarsim that it is Rosh Chodesh. He's v'anu minaginu levarech bekulam. The Ravid says that his minag is like Tosfos. The Nosei Kelim on the Rambam quote the Ramban, who says the opposite, that by Pesach, you where it's a real moed, you would say it with a bracha, but by Rosh Chodesh, where it's not, you would say it without a bracha. So you end up with a large machlokas Rishonim.
But the Ravid? How is that being mefarsim in Rosh Chodesh?
That you're reciting it with a bracha. How exactly is the bracha going to be mefarsim that it is Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
I the way I took the Ravid is simply that it's giving it more weight and more. I'm not going to say severity. More clout. So people will be, you're saying Rosh Chodesh with a bracha. What's going on? It raises awareness. When you say Mashal Amad Davar Dom, right?
Yeah.
And someone says Halal and Yom Ha'atzmaut with a bracha, everyone's like, oh, you're saying with a bracha, okay, you know, you must really hold this whole Zionism thing, right? So, the way I took the Ravid, I hear what you're asking, the way I took the Ravid was simply by adding more gravity to the halal that you are saying, people are going to be more impressed, and they will be talking about the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh. I hear, you're right, there's nothing within the Nusach HaBracha that mentions Rosh Chodesh.
Right, also, I don't know, that's not really the Farsim, that's giving it weight. Farsim means more like your making it more well known.
Right, no, it creates more of an impression. And by creating more of an impression, people are going to be talking about it. That will be effective in spreading the awareness of Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way I understood the Ravid. I'm open to other suggestions. I do hear your question that it doesn't overtly mention Rosh Chodesh, but that's the way I understood the Ravitz Kedei Lefarsim. Yeah? And any other thoughts on what it might mean? We'll work with that for now. Whatever the Ravid means, he says there's a tzad to say that Rosh Chodesh would have a bracha on its halal, but Chol HaMoed Pesach would not. And the Ramban is saying there's a svar to say the opposite. But in any event, we have this machlok between the Rambam and Tosos as to whether or not you make a bracha on the halal of Rosh Chodesh. Of course, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shulchan Aruch, Kedarko Bakodesh, paskins like the Rambam. We know that there's one exception, perhaps, well, not one exception, but you know, we know that on Hanukkah we get a little confused because the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos and the Ramah paskins like the Rambam in terms of Mahadran and Mahadran, whether it's all the Bnei Abayas or just the Baal Abayas. But in most cases, if we get back to our normal routine, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. And unsurprisingly, he does so here as well. The Korim Halel B'dilog Bein Yachid Bein Tzibur. Yesh Omrim Sha Tzibur M'varchan Alav B'tchila L'Kroas HaHalel. There are some who say that you should make a bracha beforehand of Lekroos HaHalel, and Birech Ligmor Ein Tzarech Lachzor, good, quote the Mordechai, Lubisof Yehalelucha, and at the end you make the bracha of Yehalelucha, that's our Brichas Chasima on Halel, HaYachid Ein Mevarech Halav, there are some who say that only the Tzibur should make those brachos, but an individual should not. Yishorim Sha'afa Tzibur Ein Mevarech Halav, Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. And some say that even a Tzibur does not make that bracha at the beginning or at the end. V'zed Ha'as HaRambam, Chein Nogin B'chol Eretz Yisrael Sfiro Saha. And this is the opinion of the Rambam, and this is the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, this is what we do in Tzvas, and the areas around it. Hagav, Yesh Omrim Dgam Yachid Mevarech Halav, V'chein Noagim Bevedino Zeilu. In Poland, in Krakow, even a Yachid is going to make a bracha on the Halel. The Mechaber Paskins, that what? That Sfardim should not make a bracha on the Halel, or at least Eretz Yisrael, Svivoseah, do not make a bracha on the Halel, and Ana Yom Hazeh, that is the Minhag. Ashkenazim will make a bracha on the Halel of Rosh Chodesh, Sfardim do not make a bracha on the Halel of Rosh Chodesh on the basis of this psak of the Rambam, that you do not make a bracha on a minhag. And here the Chacham Tzvi jumps in and says, that gives us a very big problem when we look back once again at the psak of the Mechaber in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, who says that we make a bracha on the Hadlakas Neros in Shul. Chacham Tzvi, source 10, B'Shulchan Aruch Tzvi, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Seif Zayin, Umadlikin, Umavarchin, Bebeis HaKnesses. Koshek Tzas, Lefi Maskanas HaShulchan Aruch Le'el, B'Rosh Chodesh, De'adif Tfei, Shalo Levarach, Ahalo, De'Resh Yarcha. I have a little bit of a problem, because the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch earlier is that it's better not to make a bracha on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh. Imkain, Azdala, Raya, Lahari, Vash, B'Mashem, Mavarchin, Al, Lakas, Neros, Chanukah, Bebeis HaKnesses. Av, She'enu, Elo, Minhag. What was the Rivash's whole raya that we're able to make a bracha on this, even though it is only a minhag? His whole proof that we're able to make a bracha on this was the fact that we make a bracha on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh. And once the Mechaber doesn't paskin that way, he loses the entire proof, the entire basis of the psak of the Rivash that we're able to make a bracha on this. Sharei kol raya'so eina elomi birchas ha-halal de Rosh Chodesh. The whole raya, the whole proof for the Shulchan Aruch was the bracha that we recite on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh. Kimish Huzal Sovarka Rambam, to Ein Mavarka na Halal de Rosh Chodesh, since he holds like the Rambam, that we're not allowed to make a bracha on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh, Amai Pasachacha de Mavarchinon Adlakas Nereskanako Bisakneses, how in the world can the Mechaber Paskin that we make a bracha on the Hadlakas Neros and Shul if he always holds that we do not make brachos on a minute? That is the Kashav Chacham Tzvi. It's quoted by the Shari Tshuva, it's quoted by some of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. We are left with a problem in the Mechaber. So I'd like to perhaps further examine the nature of the bracha that we say on the Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, and perhaps, if we have a better understanding of this bracha generally, even when we're lighting at home, perhaps it can shed light on the minhag to lighten shul, and perhaps it can help us to better understand this opinion of the Mechaber. And in order to highlight the role, the unique role, I would say, of this bracha, I want to go through some of the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. Now, bear in mind, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah is actually Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chanukah, because the Rambam throws together Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, so the first two prakim are Megillah, and third and fourth brachim are Chanukah. The Rambam does that quite deliberately. It's never a coincidence when the Rambam organizes something that way, and as we'll see in a moment, the Rambam quite deliberately constructs a parallel between these two Yom Tovim, for obvious reasons, right? We know that these are the two Yom Tovim with Rabbanon, and the mitzvah, there are lots of parallels regarding the mitzvos, but the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah begins the discussion of Chanukah. So famously in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam begins to tell you the history. Etc. The Rambam gives us the whole history of Chanukah. It's interesting that the Rambam does so. The Rambam certainly is not writing a history book. There are certain areas where the Rambam does decide to give us a history. Perhaps the other most famous example of this is at the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, where the Rambam gives us a history of the development of the ideology of Avodah Zarah, how it happened, the days of Enosh, they started to get confused, and then Avraham came. But the Rambam here feels it important to give us the history. Some claim that perhaps the reason why the Rambam is giving you the history here, as opposed to in the Megillah, is because we don't have any Sefer in Torah Shebuchsav that recounts the history of the story of Chanukah and the Makamim. So, it's interesting, it's nice, and it could be that that's part of the motivation for the Rambam, but my reading of Mishnah Torah is that I don't think that in and of itself is sufficient. I think the quotation of the story is perhaps very important, especially if you understand Chanukah in particular as days of Halal v'Hoda'ah, as opposed to Purim, which is there are different formulations at the end of the Megillah as to what exactly Purim is. But it's Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha. Broadly speaking, it's a day of celebration. We know that Chanukah, it focuses more heavily on Halal v'Hoda'ah, which is why, if you look at the very beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, there's a bit of a machlokas as to whether or not there's any value in having special se'udos on Chanukah. I mean, certainly, there's great value for just enjoying. We all enjoy our latkes and sufganiyot, but whether or not that actually has a kiyum in halacha is a bit of a machlokas. Maharam held these are days of Halal v'Hoda'ah, and I think if you take that approach, if it's a day of Hoda'ah, you need to know what you're being modeh for. I think that's a critical part of the experience of the day. It can't just be mishteh v'simcha on the fact that we're here, and yes, someone tried to kill us, and okay, and we're still here, so let's have a party. If it's hodah, then you have to have a much better understanding of what actually occurred. So I think there could be internal halachic reasons why the Rambam feels it necessary to quote the story here. But the Rambam spends the first two halachos describing the story. And how exactly he describes the story, it's also very important. Maybe in future times or years, we'll talk about the exact formulations the Rambam uses. That could be important as well. Then in Halacha Gimel, he says, "Rebnei Zeh, Hiskinu Chachamim." And because of this, the Chachamim made a takana. Shabaoso Hador, Shayiyu Shmonas Ayamim Ha'elu, Shatchilas Milach Mishav Esrim Kislev, Yimei Simcha VeHalel Umadlikin Bahem Haneros Be'erav Apischei Apatim B'cholayla V'layla Shmonas Alelos Haros Elgalos Hanis. So this formulation is a favorite formulation of Rosenzweig, and we're not going to go into all the details and reasons why, but certainly when you contrast this with the exact lashon of the Gemara on Shabbos, the Rambam does some interesting things here. But basically he says that we've established an eight-day holiday that begins on the 25th of Kislev, and we light candles each of the nights for 8 nights to show the nes. V'yamim elu hina nekra in Chanukah, hina surim behas b'vitainas kimeya purim. Already a parallel to Purim, their hesped in Tainus is prohibited. But lakas aneros behind mitzvah be divrei sofim kikuyas amegillah. Again, Rambam's throwing in these parallels, and lighting candles is a mitzvah be derabanan, just like reading the Megillah. Halacha gimel. I'm sorry, halacha dalet. Kol shechayev v'kriyas amegillah chayev bad lakas ner Chanukah. Anyone who's obligated in Megillah is obligated in Neros Chanukah as well. Once again, another parallel. Here the formulation to be very important. We have to be sensitive to the language here. The Rambam says you make three brachos on the first night. Good. Three brachos that we're familiar with. Okay? So if the brachos are roa, you don't make the asher k'tashanim mitzvotzov, but you make the other two brachos. Uvishar ha'leilos ha'madlik mevarech shtayim, haro mevarech achas she'en mevarech in shechiyano el ha'balayla rishon. You only make shechiyano on the first night. The Rambam quotes the brachos that we make on Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. Then the Rambam goes on a major tangent that actually occupies the entire remainder of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. B'chol yom v'yom, mishmonas hayamim ha'elu gomrin es ha'halah. On each of the days of Chanukah, we say Hallel. Now, the Rambam spends the remainder of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah talking about what? Talking about Hallel. That's the remainder of the Perek. First of all, it's very interesting that the Rambam reserved all of the discussion of Hallel for Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah is at the very end of Sefer Zmanim. He could have put it in lots of other areas, whether it was Yontif or Sukkah Shofar Velulah or Chametz Matzah. There were lots of places where the Rambam could have spoken about Hallel on Yom Tov and Deoraisa. He specifically reserves it for Hilchos Chanukah, once again highlighting the theme of Chanukah as Yimei Hallel Vehodah. So the fact that he reserves it for here is significant enough. But the Rambam just mentions the brachos on lighting, and then he immediately goes into a discussion of Hallel. And look what he says. And you make a bracha on the Hallel. And then the Rambam says the following. Even though Hallel is only midrabanan, you still say Vitzi Vanu, just like you say on a Megillah, and just like you say on an Eruv. Shakol Vaday shall Devrayim Mevarchin Alav. Because any mitzvah Vaday mi Devrayim, you can make a bracha on. Avadavashu mi Devrayim, Ikaras Yasun Lomibne Hasafe, Kagon Master Demai, Ain Mevarchin Alav. Anything that's Betoras Vaday, that's a mitzvah Derevan Betoras Vaday, you can make a bracha on. And what obvious problem exists in the Rambam here? One halacha ago, the Rambam just told me about a bracha that we make on a mitzvah derabanan. The mitzvah is called Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. And we say, Asher kedushanu b'msosav etzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. And you know what? When the Gemara in Shabbos it talks about that bracha, it asks a question. It says, how can we make that bracha on a mitzvah derabanan? How can we say vitzivanu? And the Gemara offers its answers. So the Rambam, we're just based off of the Gemara here. He should have asked immediately after quoting the brachos in Halacha Dalet, why in the world are we able to say Vitzivanu if this is not a mitzvah d'oraisa? But the Rambam does not ask that question. He waits. He waits another halacha. He introduces a new mitzvah d'rabanan, at least within the framework of Chanukah. Chasam Sofer aside. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaHala. And here he asks, what do you mean? How can we make Asher Kishon V'Sitzivyonu? How can we say that? And to make matters still worse, when he says we can make, you know what? Don't worry about it. The Rambam says we can say Vitzivanu. The second line of Halacha Hey says, Kederach Shemavarech Ala Megillah V'Yala Eruv. Just like you could say it, what? On the Megillah and on the Eruv. Once you answer the question, why don't you just say Kederach Shemavarech Al Neros Chanukah? That one you mentioned this a Halacha ago. You're giving me an example now? Fine, Mela, you saved the question for Kriyas HaHalel. Now you're answering the kasha and you're giving me other examples and you can't give me the example that you provided one halacha earlier? What do we make of this? How do we explain this? So I'd like to suggest that perhaps the Rambam, both by the way he organizes Hilchos Chanukah, and by the way he asks this question, and by the examples that he gives, is perhaps telling us something unique about the brachos that we make on Neros Chanukah. Perhaps the Rambam is indicating that the brachos that we make on Neros Chanukah are in and of themselves a form of Hallel v'Hodah. Certainly this can be said about the bracha she'asa nisim la'avoseinu bayamim v'zman hazeh, which is the Birchas HaRoeh, which is just appreciating everything that happened. And I think for the Rambam, even the Birchas HaMitzvah here is not just a standard Birchas HaMitzvah, but that is itself an expression of the Halal V'Hoda'ah that we have on Chanukah. The fact that we're still able to perform mitzvahs commemorating the Shas HaShmad when at a time when mitzvahs were in danger, were in peril, when we wouldn't be able to make mitzvahs, that itself, the fact that we are still performing mitzvahs, is a form of Halal V'Hoda'ah. To quote what Rabbi Penner said when he came here last week, the biggest nace of Chanukah is the fact that we are still lighting the Neros. The fact that we're still here, that we're still lighting the Neros. That itself is a form of Hallel V'Hodah. This Perek of Hilchos Chanukah for the Rambam is not really about fundamentally Halachas Neiros Chanukah. All the Halachas of Halachas Neiros Chanukah, those are reserved for Perek Dalet. What is Perek Gimel really about? It's really about the mitzvah of Halel. Because Chanukah is a yantif of Halel Vehodah. But nonetheless, the Rambam feels it critical to throw in what one halacha about Neiros Chanukah in Perek Gimel, the one halacha he throws in, are the brachos that we recite. Those brachos, that is part of the broader theme of Halel. And that's why he waits to ask about the bracha specifically on Halel. Because the bracha on Neiros Chanukah is not just that we're making a standard brachas mitzvah on a mitzvah midrabbanan. Then you'd be able to ask a good kasha. Then you'd be able to ask, how are we able to say vitzivanu on this mitzvah? The Rambam is saying that, yeah, it is a brachas mitzvah, but because it has this added form of Halel as well, you can't ask that same kasha on the bracha of Neiros Chanukah. He reserves that kasha for Halel. And when he gives examples, he dafka does not give the example of Neiros Chanukah. He says, Shem Shemavarech ala Megillah v'yala Erev. Because Neiros Chanukah is not a good example for a generic brachas mitzvah on a mitzvah midrabbanan. It has a unique character. And that unique character can't be exported or applied to Halel. Halel is a different kind of mitzvah. It's a different kind of bracha. So that when we ask the question, we're not going to ask that question on the bracha that we make on Neiros Chanukah. And when we give examples of being able to save it, Tzivanu, we're not going to do that on Neiros Chanukah either. We're going to do that from the examples that he gives are deliberately Megillah and Eruv. The bracha itself is a kiyum of expressing Halal Vehodah. And perhaps the Hadlakas Neiros themselves is a form of expressing Halal Vehodah. If you look in source number 12, Acha Shahidlik Omer HaNeiros Halalu Anu Madlikin Alat Shuls V'Al Nisim V'Al Niflaos. The Shulchan Aruch says, after you finish lighting, you sing Haneiros Halalu. And then the Mishnah Berurah comments there, and this is the minhag that I prefer, Acha Shehidlik. Mishnah Berurah says, Acha Shehidlik Ner HaRishon, Shehu HaIker Omer Haneiros Halalu, V'yigmor HaHadlakos Pe'od SheOmer Haneiros Halalu. That while you are lighting the candles, you declare at that moment, simultaneously, Haneiros Halalu Anatu Madlikin, you make a declaration of Halal V'Hodah. The brachos, the recitation, the Maisa Mitzvah, all of it together is one large act of Halel LaHashem Yisparach. And if you return to the language of the Beis Yosef originally, look at the language that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo. Source number 2. We'll start with the Chen Kosav HaKolbo, third line in source number 2. The Kosav Od Ta'am Acher. He wrote another reason, Shehu Kedei Lefarseim HaNes Bifnei Kol Ha'am, to spread the Nes in front of everyone, Ulesader HaBrachos Lifneihem, Sheyesh Bezeh Pirsum Gadol. Lefarsei manes, and to make the brachos together, lifneihem sheyesh, and to say the brachos lifneihem together, yesh bezeh pirsum gadol. That is what creates the pirsum laHashem Yisparach. And look at how he finishes: sheyesh bezeh pirsum gadol laHashem Yisparach v'kiddush shmo kishemivarchin oso b'makelos. When you make the bracha, when you bless him b'makelos, obviously a reference to the pasuk makelos brachos Hashem. But when you make the bracha, that is what achieves the pirsum enisa. That's what achieves the pirsum for Hashem Yisparach. That's what achieves the true pirsum enisa. Going back to the Ravid said that a bracha on Halal of Rosh Chodesh is justified. Why? Kedei lefarsa moshehu Rosh Chodesh. In order to create true pirsum. There, in that circumstance where it's creating a true pirsum, it would be justified. And we know that the Rambam, it is true, disagrees with that. But why does the Rambam disagree with that? Does the Rambam disagree with the entire notion that a bracha can't be used for pirsum? Or does he just think that we don't do that on Rosh Chodesh? Like Ariel was saying before, does a pirsum really achieve anything on Rosh Chodesh? Is it really necessary on Rosh Chodesh? Why exactly does the Rambam disagree? And if you look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch himself, he doesn't say that we paskin, that you can never make a bracha on a minhag. He says, the first Yesh Omrim that he quotes is that the Tzibur can make a bracha. He says, the Das HaRambam and the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael with Svivo Seha is that we don't make a bracha. But is it entirely inconceivable for the Beis Yosef to ever have a bracha on a Minhag? If you'd say it's entirely inconceivable to ever have a bracha on a Minhag, then perhaps you'd have a challenge. But once you recognize the possibility, even if you're not going to make a bracha on Halel, this unique bracha, which is not just a standard brachas mitzvah, which also maintains an internal notion of halal vehodah, the bracha that the Rambam deliberately places in Perek Gimel, the one that he doesn't compare to the bracha that we make on halal, the bracha that is included in the kolbo as b'makhelos, shekeshemavarchan oso b'makhelos, perhaps that bracha is one that acts differently, and that's one that even though the Mechaber is not willing to make a brachas mitzvah on halal of Rosh Chodesh, he will be willing to concede when it comes to the bracha that we make in public, when we light Neiros, Beveis HaKnesses. So, I think what this perhaps highlights is that Hadlakas Neros Chanukah is more than just a Maisa Mitzvah. It certainly is a Maisa Mitzvah. But the entire experience is one glorious expression of Halal V'Havdalah Hashem Yisbarach. The Neros themselves, with everything they represent, everything they symbolize, on so many different layers and so many different levels. The brachos that we say beforehand, the Haneros Halala that we sing afterwards, the most Zur that we sing afterwards, to me, it's really all part of the Kiyama Mitzvah. And it really all contributes to the broader theme of Chanukah as not just a Yom Tov, but the unique Yom Tov of Halal V'Hoda'a, in which we express our praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim B'Niflaos, Sha'asa L'Avoseinu B'Yamim Ahim, as well as that.
So the Rav saying the Bracha is the fire in the same?